escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Well, a third person now has died from that Legionnaires outbreak up in Harlem. Nearly 70 have been sickened since late last month. Mayor Adams believes the outbreak originated in cooling towers, which are now being inspected.
If we find any source of Legionnaires' disease, we are instructing the building owners to do a full remediation within 24 hours.
Now, the health department hadn't said which buildings have been affected, but 11 cooling towers, which tested positive for Legionella bacteria, have been remediated. The outbreak in Harlem not expected to spread to other communities, with the mayor saying it can't be transferred from person to person. Adams adding it is still okay to use air conditionings during heat waves. A scaled-down version of Lenox Hill Hospital's $2 billion expansion plan has been approved by a city council subcommittee today. But some people who live nearby are going, not in my neighborhood.
Upper East Sider Stacey Cruz accuses Lenox Hill of putting profits over people.
It's not based on need. The community, as you know, doesn't need more beds. Lenox Hill wants a bigger hospital, a showplace, a vanity project.
Councilman Keith Powers, who represents the area, said he was satisfied with the changes in scale and length of construction.
It's also undeniable that we cannot go down the path of a disinvestment and the loss of hospital capacity. We've seen firsthand in Manhattan what it looks like when we lose our hospitals. The loss of emergency services, the loss of health care.
The full council is expected to vote before the end of the month. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
A follow-up now to that incident in Chinatown recently. State charges now filed against the two women who mowed down pedestrians in a stolen car last month in Chinatown. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg making the announcement today.
Autumn Romero, the driver of the vehicle, is charged with two counts of murder in the second degree, specifically that the defendant's conduct evinced a depraved indifference to human life. She is also charged with three counts of aggravated vehicular homicide, two counts of vehicular manslaughter in the first degree, as well as other charges.
Romero's passenger, Kennedy LaCraft, faces weapons and stolen property charges. Investigators say Romero was speeding when she lost control of the car, jumped the curb, and slammed into two people, killing them both. Cops found drugs, an open bottle of tequila, and two semi-automatic weapons in the car. They're being held now without bail tonight. Police continue to search meantime for suspects connected to a fatal stabbing at a Bronx playground last night.
Police say 14-year-old Angel Mendoza of the Bronx died of stab wounds to the stomach, chest, and arm after what may have been a fight at the Williamsbridge Oval Playground at around 7:30 Tuesday night.
It's worrisome.
Charlie's taking her 6-year-old son to tennis practice at the park. Its playground now open again after police say, along with 14-year-old Mendoza, a 17-year-old was also stabbed multiple times. Charlie now saying the neighborhood is holding back on going to the normally busy park and playground.
It could be the weather, but also I think that had a lot to do with it. Usually there's a lot of kids playing in that playground and there's nobody.
The 17-year-old is in stable condition. So far, no arrests. Christy Kalishian, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Williamsbridge, the Bronx.
Yeah, investigators say several knives have been found there at the scene. A trio of local lawmakers say they have, once again, been denied access to the notorious Metropolitan Detention Center over in Brooklyn. Congress members Dan Goldman, Adriana Aspayad, and Nydia Velasquez were joined today by immigration advocates. Their goal had been to check out conditions at the site, which Goldman says are just dreadful.
They will keep avoiding and evading oversight and accountability. Why? Because they clearly have something to hide. All we want to do is see what the conditions are. We've seen video at 26 Federal Plaza. The conditions there are horrific. They won't allow us in based on bogus reasons.
Last week, Goldman, Espaillat, and 10 other members of Congress sued the Trump administration over his continued refusal to allow access to the facility. More than 100 immigrants are being held there, as is seen as Sean Diddy Combs, I beg your pardon. Convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein was also found dead in his cell there back in 2019. Human remains have been found along the Jackie Robinson Parkway in Brooklyn today. Police say a DOT worker found skeletal remains in a trash bag on the westbound side near Exit 1 in Cypress Hills about 10:30 today. The city's medical examiner will work to determine the identity and cause of death. More charges now filed against the two suspects accused of shooting an off-duty customs officer in Upper Manhattan last month.
Authorities say Miguel Mora and Christian Ibar stole a woman's phone and were planning more robberies when they saw who they thought could be another victim. Turned out it was an off-duty customs and border protection officer, and a shootout ensued. Mayor Adams.
And if our custom border patrol officer and his quick response did not take action, we don't know how many more victims we would have had.
Homeland Security Special Agent Ricky Patel says the officer who was shot in the face is out of the hospital, however.
In no means is he okay yet. He's got a long road.
Both undocumented suspects had criminal histories. Patel says both should have been deported. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And we will tell you both of those suspects face state charges now, including attempted murder, assault, as well as robbery.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.